It's a record breaker, but there's no medals to be had. New South Wales has today reported a new high of 124 COVID cases, with close to 90 of those people wandering in the community while infectious. Greater Sydney is in the fourth week of a lockdown that's expected to last at least another week. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian didn't pull any punches at her daily press conference, with yet more restrictions on the way. Joining us now is Sydney Nine News reporter Charles Croucher. Hi, Charles. What is going wrong here? What's not working?
Well, its testing has gone up, which sounds like a Donald Trump kind of answer, but it has in recent times. 85,000 tests were conducted in the last 24 hours. Sadly, they found 124 cases. So what the hope is for both Gladys Berejiklian and every person that is here, and I dare say a lot of your listeners too, who would like that travel bubble to reopen, is that this is the blanket testing that will identify exactly where the Delta variant is and enable it to shut down. But you're right in saying at least 1 week. I think the realist in all of us says probably 3 to 4 at the best case scenario, and there is active discussions that maybe this is something we have to live with in New South Wales, already cut off from New Zealand. We've now, as of 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, the whole state is cut off from the rest of Australia. So an island within an island, and a problem with all those people out there in the community.
So, Charles, not to labour the point here, but when you talk about the state being cut off, some people will take a deep breath here and say, what? You were still travelling between states? What's the deal?
Well, there were, not Sydney, which is where almost all of the cases are, with the exception of a couple of delivery drivers that have been to regional communities. But there are, you know, New South Wales is quite a big state, and so there are a lot of people in regional areas that haven't seen a case anywhere near them for well over 12 months, and they were still free to travel to Queensland in particular, but also Tasmania and some other places. That is now gone. The fear is that this has gone from being an eastern Sydney, the Bondi cluster as it was known, spread in the west of Sydney, and now you're starting to seep into other areas of the community. So that's where the travel was happening. People from Sydney haven't been able to travel since the 26th of June. This is now a month. The big question is when this is going to get sort of down to a normal level, because if we start talking about the end of August or early September, you're talking about rugby tests, you're talking about grand finals, you're talking about school final year exams for some of the people that have been through a horrible 2 years. You know, those students that are finishing this year, it's a long time they've been in these processes. So a lot of questions to be answered, and there's not a lot more levers the government can pull in terms of how much more they can lock down. We spoke about some of the things you're allowed to do last time we spoke, which was last Thursday. Yeah. That's all changed since. Construction's gone. A lot of retail is gone. All those options are now done. And still this Delta strain is spreading, particularly through large family gatherings. Which is still one of the problems. And the big question is now, we've had in the last 2 days well in excess of 170,000 tests in New South Wales. Has that put a pinpoint on where the virus is? Can the tracers catch up in time? And can we come back and speak to you in the next few days or next few weeks and say there are no new cases and things can start slowly opening up?
That's not, and you know, listening to Gladys Berejiklian, she's sending pretty clear messages and not particularly positive. I mean, what's she saying?
Well, she's saying that there is still a chance to get in front of this virus, and it involves people not leaving their home except to go shopping. It's now just one person who can go shopping for groceries, and it has to be essential. There is active discussions among the New South Wales Cabinet that this may be the only option is to vaccinate our way out of this problem, and that's something that Gladys Berejiklian has started pivoting towards as well. She wants to see more pharmacies that can now do it, more GPs vaccinating, they've already been vaccinating, and more supply from the federal government, which has become an issue as well. But if the solution is to vaccinate your way out of this problem, and then we are talking about being months away from being out of the solution, out of the problem, you know, talking about 8 weeks between jabs, that's the bare minimum. That's if everyone gets it done tomorrow, which we know they won't. So we're still a long way out. If that is the solution, that would be effectively waving the white flag and staying in a holding pattern for a number of months before getting through this. The government is still hopeful they can crush the virus, that is, they can entirely constrain it, get that number back down to zero on a daily basis. The problem being, there's not a lot of precedent for an outbreak of this size with this strain of the virus of being stopped. In fact, there is no precedent for doing something that hasn't been done before.
She basically told you to assume the brace position, didn't she, Charles?
Oh, we've been braced for a while, but yeah, this is a really big one. And Gladys Berejiklian said it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, look, realistically, if the numbers don't come down by, say, Sunday, Monday, that would be when the big restrictions have set in last weekend. Give it 5 days for the restrictions to flow through to the case numbers. If we start seeing a downturn then, well, there's green shoots and maybe there's a future. If not, we'll be having these phone calls possibly every week because that's the only way we're going to be able to communicate for a while to come. The other bad thing is we've seen hospitalisations go up and ICU numbers, particularly in the last few days. And what that means is, of course, there's a lag from the cases becoming hospitalisations, then from the hospitalisations becoming put on ventilators. So we hope that trend doesn't continue. All the numbers are going in the wrong direction. Option number one, still contain it, crush the virus. Option number two is to vaccinate our way out of it. And there is a big difference both in cost and lifestyle for everyone in New South Wales and for the Trans-Tasman bubble as well over the next few months between those two options.
Good to talk to you, Charles. That is a locked down Charles Croucher, who's a Sydney 9 News reporter.